Emotions. Emotions rule our reactions. They are very necessary, and yet can be a double-edged sword if we don't manage them well. What is the role of emotions in our lives?
That's a complex question, because if you look at the makeup of a human being, we are a highly intricate creation, because we have a mind which operates at three levels: lower level mind, higher level mind, intellect, which is the most inspired level, or the super consciousness, which I have talked about on various occasions. Then you have, combined with that, the reactions to thoughts, which are internalized or which are manifested through feelings. And then these feelings are attached to emotions. And emotions are there. I almost look at a human being as being made up like an orchestra. And there are so many instruments playing. And depending on what dimension of the being you're looking at, there is another instrument. And so to me, emotions are one of those instruments. And when their purpose, obviously, is there from a point of view of self-preservation, protection, adding depth to experiences, because you obviously attach emotions to experiences. And so emotions play a great role. But they're just one instrument in the orchestra that makes us whole. But they're an instrument that is critical, because we are all defined by our behavior and by the quality of our thoughts. And emotions attached to our behavior have outcomes that impact us in more ways than just how we are perceived, but also how we feel about ourselves, because our emotions also define, to a large extent, how we perceive ourselves. So we have to learn to manage our emotions from a positive point of view. I would even, rather than say manage, I would say foster. And we have a choice of how we deal with these emotions. Firstly, we need to recognize they are present. Secondly, we need to recognize that they are an instrument in the orchestra that makes us up. Thirdly, we have to recognize that they are a gift and a blessing. And fourthly, we have to foster them. And if we foster our emotions properly, then when we get strong emotional surges, let's say anger, then if we are aware of it, we pause, we don't act. We work it out of our system, because we know it's an emotion that's entering us, but this emotion is an intruder. This emotion doesn't belong in this setting, even though all the events have come together to trigger anger. Likewise, you know, other events will come together to trigger happiness, and we'll be super elated, and we may say or do things in that state, which later on we may not be sure that was the best outcome. So I think fostering them, recognizing when they arrive, and most of us do not recognize when the emotions land in our minds and in our being. We simply react to them. And reacting to emotions is not, in my opinion, the best way forward. It is receiving them, fostering them, using them for the purpose they came. Like, you can always attach that to an event or an outcome, but you do not become the slave to your emotion. You're the master, you're the conductor of your orchestra. And if you simply bow down to that one instrument, your music is not gonna be worth listening to. So it's a very, very important part of our lives that we have to learn to foster. And the outcome of our emotions can produce a myriad of actions. And I would say that with this awareness, we can create a space in every pocket of time that we live in, every second, where we are constantly fostering this gift and not being a slave to it. This subject we can talk about for several days, but this is the gist of how I would like to propose we begin to view emotions.
Thank you.